And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Maxa is still out of town, but I have a great co-host today. The ultimate deckhand is what we're calling him, Captain John Collins, who's been around. He's the not guy. I've already learned so much from him. You're going to learn a lot from him right here today. Plus, we have a great prize for one lucky caller today. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes, introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. And we really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. As I said, John Collins. Okay, he didn't like Ultimate Deckhand because he says there's a lot of great ones. So we're going to call him the Seasoned Deckhand. How's that, John?
That works much better for
me. There are a lot of great deckhands out there. I mean, you know, there's so many that come to mind, too numerous to mention in this incredible sport fishing fleet that we have out of Southern California and San Diego. But I got to say, you're the kind of the guy that, you know, you've created first of all, let's talk about what's the job of a deckhand. What do you see? What's the job description of a deckhand?
Everything that needs to be done on a boat, a deckhand does it.
Yeah,
everything. I mean, from the heads to the cleaning of the boat, to serving dinner on the boat, to interacting with the passengers, making them feel at home. This is a vacation for them. It's work for us. But I can't think of a better place to work than on the water with a bunch of really nice anglers on the boat.
Plus, you're a captain, too. So you run the boat, too, sometimes.
I do. I drive the boat at night along with other captains on the boat. We have our watches that we have to stand. Sometimes when the fishing takes off early in the morning and lasts a little late at night, it becomes trying at times.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you've been in this business for how long?
I retired from the Navy in 1987. I was in for 27 years. And 2 weeks after I got out of the Navy, I started managing Point Loma Sport Fishing.
Wow.
And that was in 1987. I worked for Dan Sansman when he owned the Landing. I ran the Landing for 4 years, and Dan saw how much, while I was at the Landing, I had tears in my eyes every time the boat would leave the dock because I knew those guys were going out having fun. And he says, look, why don't you get your license and come on the boat and work with me on the boat? So I said, fine. So I got my license. I went on the Angler in 1991, and I worked with Dan up until the time he sold the boat in 2002. And then I stayed on with Brian and Sam for 1 year. I knew all the groups that came on the boat. They kind of wanted to set their own style of fishing, and they had their own crew they wanted to bring on board, which was fine.
Sure.
And Frank Lopresti had told me, if Dan ever sells the boat, why don't you come on over and go to work for me? So after a year with Brian and Sam, I went over to the Royal Polaris in 2003, and I've been there ever since.
Wow. And, of course, you also, your wife, Judy, and you now also, Judy runs the office for the Independence.
That is correct.
Phenomenal long-range boat. And you did some work with the Independence, too, didn't you?
You know, I took a one-year hiatus from the Royal Polaris, and I did go to work on the Independence for 1 year. That was a great experience.
Yeah,
it really
beautiful
was.
Boat.
Oh,
yeah.
Great fishing platform. Between the two, I can't think of a better boat a guy might want to go on for a long trip.
So you're still doing some work, even though you're kind of semi-retired, you're still doing some work with Frank on the Royal Polaris.
I am still on the Royal Polaris. I do a few trips during the summer. I don't like to do the long trips anymore. I prefer to fish the long trips versus working the long trips.
Yeah, absolutely. You still like to go on the...
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm like a kid in a candy store. Every time the boat takes off, I'm just all excited.
Yeah. Well, like we talked about, the knowledge that you're able to give to passengers when you go on these things with just simple rigging things and teaching things, like you brought in some samples. We've done videos together, the John Collins knot or the RP knot. Tell us about it. That knot has created, I mean, there's more people using that knot than any other knot that I know of for connecting fluorocarbon to spectra. How did that come about?
You know, I was up on the bridge on watch, and we were on our way to Hurricane Bank. We had gone past the Lajos Rocks, and we still had a day to go, and, you know, it was nice and quiet. And Daryl, who is a phenomenal rigger on the RP, brought this connection up to me. He said, hey, what do you think of this? And, you know, I liked it. The only thing I didn't like was that the mono was wrapped around the outside of the spectra versus spectra on the outside of the mono or the fluorocarbon. So I started tinkering around with it, and I just kind of reversed everything. And with the spectra on the outside, I just found it going through the guides of the rod so much easier. It just slides right through. It's like it's not even there.
Yeah.
And he said, well, that's great. What do you call it? You know? And I said, well, let's call it the RP knot, you know. And then, lo and behold, somewhere down the line, one of these radio talk show guys said, it's not the RP knot, it's a John Collins knot. And it kind of took off from there. But I still refer to it as the RP knot. I still have guys say, it's your knot, it's a John Collins knot. But in any event, it is a great connection. There's no doubt about it. I know the video we put together, I don't know, I think it's got over 40,000 hits on it.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of guys, I walk down the dock, guys, say, thank you very much for the knot. It's great. I use it all the time, and it makes me feel good.
Yeah, and you're such a good teacher, too. If you want to see that video, you haven't seen it, it's on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, that can be linked right through our website, letstalkhookup.com. On the top, you can hit the little red link, and it'll take you right to our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show. Great explanation. Now, you like to use the RP knot / John Collins knot for up to 80-pound test, you said.
That is correct.
Okay. So what happens after 80?
You know, I know Tim was on the show yesterday, and he talks about the Bob Sands knot. Bob Sands, Tony Pena, I think they're one and the same. And that is my knot of choice, especially for the heavier line, 100 and 130-pound line. I can't tell you how many people I've showed how to tie that, and that is now their choice for connections. It really is. It's quick. It slides right through the guides. You don't even realize it's there when you're casting, and it holds. It's a great knot.
Yeah, indeed. So you brought in a sample of that, and I looked at it, and I can see goes the key with the RP John Collins knot. It when you get you heavier line, it hangs up in the guides.
It will
hang up.
That is correct.
This knot won't hang up as much because it's a little longer and lower profile.
That is correct.
And a little more complicated, right?
A little bit. Not much, really. There's more steps involved, but they're easy steps to master.
Okay.
I showed guys how to tie it, and the first or second time that they've tried it, they did great.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the next knot we will talk about is the Springer knot. You brought some samples in, and I was able to use that knot on our Shogun trip down to Guadeloupe, and I like it. Easy to tie. I've always been kind of a trilene knot for double through the hook connections, but this Springer is lower profile and much easier to tie, therefore maybe less mistakes.
Yeah, no mistakes really for the most part.
Yeah, hard to mess it up.
Really, it's very difficult to mess up, and there's an example on how to tie it on the RP website. Go to instructional videos and go to Springer knot. There's a lot of guys calling it a 2x2 now. Two wraps. Two times through the eye, two times between the double loops, pull it back, slide it down. I mean, it just locks right
pretty
down.
Pretty simple.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing, Pete. When you go to show somebody how to tie a knot, if it becomes involved, they lose interest right away.
Yes.
They go, I'm not going to learn. I'm just going to stick with whatever it was that I'm tying.
Yeah.
But if you show them something that's quick and it's simple, they have a tendency to pay a lot more attention to it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So one thing I noticed on your heavier line here is that when you tie that Springer knot, is you're burning the end.
I like to leave about an eighth of an inch tag, and what I do is that I pull everything away from that and cover it with my thumb and forefinger, and when I do cut the tag, I cut it at an angle, just like you do when you're on a crimp.
Okay.
And I'll burn the end a little bit to mushroom it out, flatten it against the side of the lighter. And it's like a safety factor. It's like a crimp. You know, if you do a crimp properly, you don't have to burn the end of the crimp.
Yeah.
But it's a safety factor. If for whatever reason it should slip a little bit, that mushroom prevents it from going through the rest of the ties on the knot.
Yeah, and that'll be only on heavy line?
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. So you have to be careful when you burn, though, not to damage the knot with the heat, right?
That's correct. You want to burn your fingertips, not the line.
No, okay, so you cover the knot with your fingertips.
That is correct.
Okay, use caution on that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it really works good that way.
Yeah, I've never seen that before, but it's certainly, why not, right?
Like I say, same concept as you do when you crimp.
Yeah, and that's on line over 80.
80, 100, 130, 150, I mean, whatever you want to use.
If somebody's tying 40 and 50, you're not doing that.
No.
No. What knot are you tying at 40 and 50-pound test?
Springer.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So when people come on the Royal Polaris or the Independence or any of the boats, the American Angler or any of the long-range boats, and they're kind of new to long-range fishing, what kind of advice can you give to them?
First and foremost is put your time at the rail. I mean, if the fishing is good, it's not a problem. But when it's scratch fishing, you never know from one time to the next when you cast that bait out, that's going to be the bait that you get bit on. You've got to put your time at the rail, especially on a picky bite.
Uh-huh.
And at times at Guadeloupe, you might get two or three bites a day, and the time you take away from the rail might be the time that you were going to get bit.
Uh-huh.
So put your time at the rail.
Okay.
That is so important.
What about the guys that say, they kind of watch. They watch the birds. They watch the action, what's going on, and then they kind of they pick that time to, they see something going on, then they get in the water. What's your thought on that?
That's fine, but all the time that, you know, when the birds start getting excited, that means the fish are just coming closer to the surface. Maybe they're pushing some bait up. Maybe the birds can see those fish cruising around. But before the birds start cruising around, the fish are still there.
Yeah.
And you can keep an eye on the birds, but have your bait out in the water while you're doing it.
Yeah, okay. Good idea, right? Yeah, indeed. So what about hooking a bait? And let's talk about, first of all, let's back up for a second. What about ring hooks? What's your thought?
You know, I'm not a fan of ring hooks, but I tell guys, I said, hey, if you feel more confident using a ring hook, by all means use it. Don't go, just because I don't use a ring hook, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't use a ring hook. If your confidence level is up with a ring hook, I always tell a guy, I said, use what you feel the most comfortable using.
Yeah. And the cool thing about going long-range fishing, or any kind of fishing out of our Southern California fleet here, is you can gain knowledge on that trip and test things out.
Oh, absolutely.
That you learn from guys like John Collins or the other deckhands on the boat.
Pete, as many years as I've been doing this, I take nothing for granted. I watch what some of the passengers do, guys that come out on the boat a lot, and I've learned a lot from the passengers that come out on the boat. Keep an eye on what they're doing, too.
I mean, a lot of smart guys.
We talked about
Sanford Marina for a second. Look at that guy, man.
Sanford,
that guy can
great fisherman.
Yeah.
I learned from him. He's learned a few things from me.
Yeah.
I watch other guys come on the boat and what they're doing. It's just like that Springer knot. I never knew about that. We had a guy on the boat, fought a fish from 6 o'clock in the morning until 12:30. Second call for lunch. Finally got the fish on the boat. 256 pounds. We were at either Hurricane or Clarion. I don't remember which. But the first thing I noticed when we gaffed the fish and finally got it on the boat is that he had a knot on his hook. It wasn't crimped. It was knotted. And I looked at that, and I says, anybody that can fight a fish for 6.5 hours with a knot held, I got to learn how to tie this knot. This is a great knot. And that was, in fact, what we call now the Springer knot.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Yeah. It works.
Yeah, it works great.
Yeah, it works.
The nicest thing is when you're walking down the dock and a guy says, hey, John, I tried that. That thing is great. But I'm glad I haven't had somebody come up to me yet and say, you know what, I tied that Springer knot and it's not worth a darn.
Yeah. You've got, as with any knot, you've got to test it, though.
You got to test it and you got to try. You got to tie it properly. I mean, if these knots that are around, that have been around for a long time, the Trilene knot, even this Springer knot, a San Diego knot, if it breaks, you either had a weak spot in the line or you tied it incorrectly. These knots are proven. They're proven knots. They're not going to break unless you do something wrong.
Most boats that you go on, I would say maybe all boats, have little spots where you can put the hook on it and wrap it around your hand carefully and pull hard.
Exactly.
You've got to do that with every knot.
That's what I do.
Especially with heavy pound test and your fishing.
That's what I do. I try to break it on the boat. If it's going to break, I want it to break on the boat. I don't want it to break in the water.
Yeah. And what percentage of the knots are you tying and breaking?
None.
None?
No. Not at this point in time.
You're better.
There was a time.
Yeah. Because I tied the Springer knot numerous times, and I'm going to say 80% of the time I was good.
Mm-hmm.
About 20% of the time, pow,
broke
it. But at least it broke there. Then, you know, but it's easy. You get the overwrap. You get it underwrapped or overwrapped. And, you know, you're a little more careful.
I'm a little careful. And having tied that thing hundreds of times, it's like I can almost do it with my eyes closed.
Yeah, that's good. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. So much to talk about. John's a wealth of knowledge about going fishing. And you want to talk about going fishing on the Royal Polaris Independence. You and Judy run the office right now, and you want to talk about going fishing on the Freedom? We can talk about that, too, because 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Thanks to Mark and Paul and the guys from the Independence, who also own 22nd Street Landing, we're giving away a trip on the Freedom today. It's a one-day trip aboard the Freedom anytime in 2018, and it has a couple stipulations on there, but it's good all the way through December 2018. And what a great boat that Freedom is! And Mark and Paul have done a great job of redoing it. And
well, that's one of the few things that Mark and Paul are not partners on.
Really?
Yeah. Mark decided to get in on it. Paul said he was going to pass. He might have second thoughts at this point in time.
So,
but they definitely got in at the right time. They put a lot of money into the boat, and it's really a beautiful boat.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thanks to Mark Paisano, and appreciate that from Freedom Sport Fishing out of 22nd Street Landing. So if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, it's your turn now. Talk to the seasoned deckhand right here, Mr. John Collins. Right here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090.
Hi, I'm Hayden Lane from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking Center, and I want to tell you about our newest, best-selling kayak, the new Hobie I-11S. The thing is an inflatable kayak, but this thing has all the advantages of an inflatable kayak with no sacrifice in performance. It's super wide, and it's super stable. It's shaped like a stand-up paddleboard. It just skims across the water, making it one of our fastest kayaks. And it rolls easily back into its bag. That's right, easily. It's so quick and easy to use, it's become my go-to fishing kayak. My mom and dad just threw a couple in the car and drove up to Mammoth Lakes for a few days and caught a whole bunch of trout. This kayak solves so many problems for so many people. No roof racks needed, no storage in the garage, throw it in a closet, throw it in the back of your car. Most importantly, come down and try this new kayak out. You won't believe how well it works. We do demos every day at our shop right on the water in Mission Bay, and we'd be happy to take you out on it. So call the shop at 619-222-0766 to schedule a demo. Or check us out on the web at fastlanekayaking.com.
Nothing is more exciting than fishing Cedros Island on a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak. And Cedros Kayak Fishing will hook you up on this amazing experience. Cedros Kayak Fishing offers deluxe accommodations in their beautiful secluded casita with all the comforts you would expect from a high-end resort, including single occupancy rooms and filtered water. Kayak tours are on Hobie Outback kayaks with bait tanks, fish finder, and VHF radios to ensure a great experience. Fly to Cedros and travel light, as Cedros Tackle has a fully outfitted tackle shop, including top-of-the-line rental gear. After a long day on the water, enjoy delicious local cuisine prepared by the staff. Cedros Kayak Adventures also has a fully outfitted panga and off-road truck and trailer to take you to super secluded spots. Fish where the others don't with Cedros Kayak Fishing. Come join Jeff and the gang for a great trip on Cedros Island. Visit the website at cedroskayakfishing.com for more information and to book your trip.
For East Cape fishing, Jen Wren is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. As I said, Rock Codrick Max is out of town for a few weeks. Jeez, he's got a busy schedule here. He's up in San Francisco right now with his girlfriend's family and then coming down the coast and getting on the Royal Star tomorrow for our Let's Talk Hookup 12-day ride down, fly back. And going to be fun. I'm sure they're going to have a great time on the Royal Star. In the studio with me, John Collins, Captain John Collins. We're talking fishing. We're talking long-range, local fishing. You also like to do a little bit of bass fishing, I understand. Is that right?
I've been known to put my boat in the water once in a while.
Yeah, once in a while, yeah. And you catch your thing is big bass.
I like to fish for big bass.
Big bass.
I really do.
Yeah. All over California, basically.
Yeah. Primarily, it was at one time until all this quagamussel stuff started around, but it was primarily from Casitas South.
Mm-hmm.
That was my Casitas, Castaic South were my target areas for fishing big fish. But with the requirements now on the quagamussel, the quarantine time frames for putting your boat in the water to get inspected, and you can't go fishing for like Casitas, it's like 35 days you can't launch your boat. During bass fishing time, I'm not going 35 days without bass fishing.
Yeah,
there's no way.
Sure.
So you pretty much either got to live there and fish only Casitas, or you got to have two boats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you just have one boat.
I have one boat.
One boat. And it travels to the lakes where you don't get the quarantines.
Well, they do have the quarantine. They don't have the quarantine period. They do have the inspections.
Okay.
If you pass the inspection, which is not a problem, if you do take care of your boat, keep it nice and dry, they look at it, they check it, and they let you launch right there the same day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that works for me. Yeah. And when you leave that lake, they'll band your boat, put a wire band on it, and if you go back to the same lake, you just cut the band because your boat hasn't been launched, right back in the water.
You don't have to inspect it, yeah.
Yeah, I do that, but Paris a lot. I fish Paris a lot for big fish.
What's your biggest bass?
My biggest bass out of Paris is 16 and a half. I got, oh, my biggest bass ever is a little over 17 out of Lake Wolford.
Lake Wolford?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the lake record for myself and another guy shared the lake record for about a year at Lake Wolford.
My goodness. Yeah. And how many bass over 10 pounds have you caught?
According to my journal, 376 pounds.
Oh, 376 bass.
I got my 376th one this year.
This year.
At Paris, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
God, congratulations. But that takes a lot of time.
It takes time, and you know, and that's primarily I'm fishing for big fish.
Yeah.
Period.
That's your deal.
That's what it is. And yeah. I try to fish the areas where I think the big fish are going to primarily be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Awesome. Awesome. Well, hey, you want to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, loaded with good information, great info on that big bluefin bite. Some big bass, a big bucket mouth on the front page from Wolford, as a matter of fact, this week in Western Outdoor News. And, of course, you can always check out the guests who are on Let's Talk Hookup. Their information on the new Sea Center approved up in Oceanside Harbor. Lots going on this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Check it out. Let's go south down to Rancho Leonero. Buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, John.
Morning.
Well, we got another good week. It's been a really unusual. We've been busier this last October and November than the last 10 years at least. It's been real, real busy, and because the fishing's been real good, and it continues. You know, we're getting ready to close here, and this coming Friday, I came up here. I'm in San Diego right now. I came up to have Thanksgiving with the grandkids. I'm going back down tomorrow, but I'm going to fish my brains out next week. Water's Water's 83. I was looking at an iWindSurf, which is what we get our wind predictions out of. It's going to be flat as it can be. We had a couple days of wind midweek, but it was every day was fishable, which is unusual for November. Normally it blows it harder. So and really the key right now is lots of good sardine. We're getting really good bait. We're sending only about 3 to 5 boats a day, something like that. The Dorado this week just got a lot bigger for some reason. Everybody's limiting on Dorado. I'd say the average fish, they're releasing a lot of fish, keep in mind, too. But I'd say the average keeper is about 12 pounds, and they're going to about 35 pounds. There's some nice 35, 40-pound bulls being taken, too. But limits for everybody. Billfish right on that bank right off of La Rivera. Striped sails and blues, and anybody that goes out there, they're around. There's jumpers everywhere. So they've been anybody, and, you know, very light pressure. Not many people going after the billfish. Everybody's going after the Dorado and the yellowfin. And the yellowfin, actually the size, a lot of them around. You know, everybody's limiting, but they're footballs mostly, smaller guys. The occasional 30-pounder, but limits for everybody, a lot of them. South of Fraley's in that same area, you know. So, and really, again, the key is that live sardine. That sardine is just deadly. You know, each sardine is going to catch a nice fish. Inside, good fishing still inside for rooster fish. A lot of rooster fish along the coast there, and water's been real clean, and bottom fishing's been good. We're ending with a bang, you know. I almost hate to close now. Fishing remains so good, and the water's still unusually warm, 83 degrees for this time of year.
Wow, that's insane. Yeah. Well. Cool. Well, hopefully you'll keep giving us updates about what's going on down there through the winter.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll call you next week. Like I said, I'm going to fish myself all next week. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm going to get after. There's some wahoo I forgot to mention, too, and, you know, the kayaker's bank right in front of the ranch, about twice the distance of our boat anchorage out. It's probably about a mile right off the front of the hotel. There's a drop-off. It's about a 150-foot drop-off there. But they're picking up wahoo. Everybody's trolling Rapala's up and down in front, right on that little drop off there, and picking some nice wahoo up, some 40, 50 pounder. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Good
what
time to go, indeed. If you want to jump on a plane and go fishing with John next week, how do we get a hold of you, John?
Yeah, thanks. You can do it. 800-646-2252 or rancholandarrow.com.
And, of course, not too early to make your reservations for next season, which starts March 1st.
Yep, that's true, and lots are. Yeah, we're getting lots of reservations.
And I know our trip early next June, our Let's Talk Hookup tournament, is already filling up. So if you want to go with us next June prime time, get on it.
Definitely. June's a good month for sure.
Yeah. All right, John. Thanks a lot for the report. Safe travels. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
You will for sure. Nice
all
talk
right.
to you.
Thank you very much. All right. Only line open in the building right now. The toll-free line at 877-792-1090. You have a chance to win a one-day trip aboard the Freedom out of 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones. Start things off with Don in Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you, Pete, for taking my call. And, John, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to give a quick update on the Rick Jensen six-day Royal Polaris charter. And I think, John, you mentioned it about pick bites and you need to put your time at the rail, and that clearly for a lot of us is what we needed to do. But Rick did a great job, you know, leading the group and the RP team, exceptional as always. And I used the RP knot for my 80-pound Seeger Fluoro, and I had the two biggest fish that I've ever caught. I ended up with a 141 yellowfin tuna and a 168 bluefin tuna.
Whoa, nice combo there.
It was a great combo, great way to finish the trip, and it was beautiful weather the last day.
Oh, man. And that was you guys made the big move up to the 60-mile bank there on the last day and nailed a bunch of those bluefin, huh?
We did, and someone said that Eddie's like on the RP is like a white sea bass. He knows where to find the squid, and we got up in the morning and he was jigging for squid, and that's what we used for most of the bites.
Wow, is that what you caught your 161 on?
That is what I caught my 168 on. Yeah,
my 168. Excuse me, and was that with a sinker or just fly line?
I used a 1 ounce sliding sinker. A lot of the guys were using a 2 ounce, and some of them were just straight fly line.
Wow! Boy. All right. Wow, that's pretty good way to end the trip, right?
It's a great way to end the trip, a great way to end the season. Again, thanks, John, for a very, very easy knot to tie, and highly recommend it.
Well,
my pleasure. Yeah.
Congratulations, Don. That's quite a trip. And Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial is a great host, for sure.
He really is.
Yeah.
He really is.
Right.
Had a lot of great gifts for everybody.
Oh, that's cool. All right, Don, thanks for the report. Congratulations on two biggies there, huh?
Yeah. Happy holidays, guys.
Same deal. Really? All right, appreciate the call. That's amazing. To be able to go, and that happened last week for several boats. I mean, Tim.
I know the Royal Star,
about,
same thing.
Tim talked about that yesterday.
Right.
It's like you go catch a yellowfin of a lifetime at Guadalupe, and then you come back up and then catch a bluefin of a lifetime.
Where else can you do that?
Yeah. Unbelievable. All right, we got our buddy Jim Salazar on the line. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Pete and John Collins.
Morning.
John, I want to say thank you so much for that wonderful knot you shared with all of us. I know it's made my fishing easier.
Well, I'm glad. I'm still waiting for that guy that's going to say, John, that knot doesn't work.
Ah!
Fortunately, that hasn't come up yet.
Tried and tested.
I don't think
right
it exists.
Works.
Well, I've got a little Coastal Conservation Association of California news to share. The first thing is the Los Angeles chapter of the CCA Cal will be having their winter open meeting at Island Tackle in Carson on Saturday, December 5th at 1 p.m. Everybody's invited to this free event. We're going to have Merritt McCray and Billy Kellerman and Jacob Moreno speaking about catching our big local bluefin tuna. And then Sam, the owner, will be showing us some of the rigging that his shop does on your jigs to help you catch those big brutes.
Wow, nice.
And then also in the L.A. area, the City of Redondo went on a cash grab at my local kayak launch and parking lot in King Harbor. So I've been passing around a petition to get some affordable coastal access for SUPs and kayaks in the Redondo area. You can go to the Coastal Conservation Association of California Facebook page to get a link to our online petition. I pinned it to the top of the page so it's easy to find. Please sign it, as we'll be presenting the signatures to our opinion to the local Harbor Commission on December 11th. If anybody's interested in joining us at the commissioning meeting, it'll be at 6:30 p.m. on December 11th in the Redondo Beach City offices. And then lastly, Pete, I can't wait for Thursday. This is looking like a fun event.
Yeah, the Mighty Mite Tournament.
The Mighty Mite Tournament.
Me into that thing. I don't know. You and Ron Lane, for crying out loud. I don't know about that.
It's gonna be fun. We're going to have a good lunch. We're going to have some fun fishing. We're going to have a bunch of neat people there fishing. And it's a real different kind of a tournament. We're calling it the CCA Cal Mighty Mite Invitational. And the rules are only out-of-the-box Mighty Mite rods and reels can be used. Only the supplied hookup baits can be used as terminal tackle. No fluorocarbon, no other line, no other terminal tackle. This is a CPR catch photo release tourney. All the fish are going to be judged on a hog trough, and you'll be able to see how that iAngler app works with the automatic judging. It's really cool.
Yeah.
And each team can submit their three longest fish for the team competition, and the longest total length of the three submitted fish wins the team competition and the Golden Rod Award.
The Golden Rod. Is that like a Golden Mighty Mite or something?
Exactly. We dipped
boy.
It in pure gold.
Wow. Oh,
paint.
My.
Paint.
Paint. Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah. Well, it sounds like fun and good times with some good people. And is that something that looks like we're going to support for a future tournament and open it up to the public?
Yeah, I think what's going to happen is we're going to try this one out. We've got some fun teams. We got the Hobie, Kevin, Howie, and Morgan are going to be there. We got a Mighty Mite Mafia team. We got the CCA Cedros Compadres with Jeff Mariani and myself. And I just added Derwin Chang, who is a ringer. He was the winner at the Mission Bay event and had second place in the King Harbor on the boat the Battle of the Bays kayak tournament.
Yeah.
Hey, the Hookup Bay Hooligans, they've got Chad, Al, Frank, and Ben. Chad and Al have been winning all kinds of tournaments.
Wait a minute. They have four? I thought it was only three. Wait, I only have three on my team. I've got a pretty good team, though. I've got Bob Hoos, and I've got Tommy P, and myself. So, yeah, but
and then we got the Fearless Fastlane Fanatics with Ron Hayden and one of the guys from the office, and the really salty crew with Jared Lane and Captain Wade Harness.
Okay, well,
and then Harry Walker's bringing the San Diego Anglers, and then Mike Bond and Grant Hendricks will be on the Bloody Deckers team. And I still haven't heard from Steve Pinard with the team yet, but it's looking
like
it's going to be fun.
Get on it. Yeah. All right, Jim. Well, looking forward to that on Thursday over there at Fastlane Kayaks. And thanks for all your support at CCA. We sure appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Hey, the public should come on down, buy a sandwich at Dana Landing, a beer, and watch the big awards ceremony with a presentation of the Golden Mighty Mite. And it should be fun.
Yeah, I don't know about that. We'll
That's
see.
Cool.
All right, Jim. Thanks a lot for that.
Okay, buddy. We'll
appreciate
see you Thursday.
It. All right. See you Thursday. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Phones are packed up. You want to get through? 858-457-1090. Open right now. Let's talk to Jillian calling us from Pacific Beach. Good morning, Jillian.
Good morning. It's good to get a chance to talk about knots. They were so important. There are so many knots that I don't know how to tie very many, and I don't remember the names of them, but so far so good. So my question is, what are the top, say, three or six knots that I should know? I do saltwater fishing, anything from half day to 3 days.
Okay. Well, first off, I would honestly say you want to learn how to tie the Springer knot.
Springer.
And I have a sneaking suspicion that once you learn how to tie that, you may not care about the other knots.
Okay.
And that's good for both fresh and salt water. It's a good light line and heavy line knot. It's
Is
very
that what you tie when you're bass fishing?
Yeah, I use that on bass fishing too. Yeah, I mean, it's just, again, so quick.
Another good knot, which is probably the standard for all knots, is the San Diego Jam knot. You can either do it single on a hook or double on a jig. And there's great videos out on all these knots on how to tie these knots, either on YouTube. You can go to the Royal Polaris website, instructional videos. There's several different ways, different knots that are on there and showing you how to tie them. For light line, a lot of guys like to use a Palomar knot. I'm not a fan of it for heavy line. But for light line, when you're using light gear, 20 pound, 15 pound, 25 pound.
Right.
Your rod's going to match the line, so it's going to be a very soft tip rod, and there's not a lot of pressure on the knot. You could probably tie three granny knots, and it would work on that. But
okay.
But for the most part, if you want to learn two or three good knots, the best thing to do is to learn those knots, master those knots, and there's really no reason to learn six or seven or eight knots. There's two or three that work great for all applications.
Okay.
And then and then, of course, your Spectra to Mono, knot would be the John Collins knot for anything up to 80 pounds.
Right, up to 80, and then there's another great video out if you're going to fish the heavy. Do you have any intentions of going out and fishing for the larger fish on large trips? I know you mentioned half-day or three-quarter-day up to three-day trips. So.
Well, actually, this year I did get a 210-pound bluefin.
Whoa!
I was trying to catch myself. Nowadays, a three-quarter-day trip, you got to learn how to tie the knots for big fish. Whereas in the past, it wasn't necessary. But now you pretty much have to be semi-expertise in all facets of fishing, whether it's for 15-pound yellowtail or 250-pound bluefin.
Well, it's true. However, I will say that was on the kite. So a lot of that work is done by the boat gear, as
correct,
opposed to me having kite gear. So that was an anomaly. Don't often go out and do that. In fact, it's the one and only time I've done that. So
I'm sure it was
go.
A great experience.
Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah. That's great.
So you've named three, and then the John Collins also as well. So, all right.
Master those, and you're good, Jillian. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. John, let's talk about top shots for a second.
Okay.
And top shots, are you pretty much just the fluorocarbon guy using mono at all?
The only thing I use mono for is surface iron.
Surface
iron. Period. That's
okay.
It. I use fluorocarbon. All connections, I use fluorocarbon.
All connections. And
yeah.
How long of a top shot are you going to fish?
I primarily fish on larger boats when I do my long trips and other trips. I'm fishing on the Independence or the Royal Polaris, big boats. The boat itself is very forgiving as far as when weather comes up because the movements are slow. They're not quite as bouncy as smaller boats are. So I use a top shot. I like my connection between the reel and the first guide from the reel. That's the length of top shot I use.
Wow. The reel and the first guide.
Correct.
So
I like
and the tip of the rod.
The first guide.
The right like 2 feet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Right in front of that's where I like my connection to be when I cast my bait.
Okay.
I don't like the connection on the reel because when you go to cast, it hits your thumb and so forth. So that's the connection that I use. So it usually comes. I use a 7-foot rod. You're another 4 feet down from the tip when you cast. So you're looking at maybe a. Anywhere from 11 to 13-foot top shot.
Okay, I see. So the actual, you don't want it on the reel is what you're
I don't
saying.
Like it on the reel because it, when you go to cast, it rubs across your thumb. It rubs across your thumb. And when you're casting 50 baits a day with that little bit of cut tagline on there, it kind of has a tendency to rub on your thumb enough to where it gets a little sore.
Do you change things as you go up in size and line size? I mean,
as far as
connections go?
The
length of the top shot, the connection, anything like that.
My top shot, that is my top shot.
When you're bass fishing, that's what you're using. That's
that is correct. Same
using.
Thing.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Same thing.
All right. Interesting. 858-457-1090. Open right now. You want to get through? There's your chance. You have a chance to win a trip on the Freedom out of 22nd Street Landing. Reuben in Echo Park, you're next up.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Keith.
Hi, Reuben.
I'm calling to say what a great operation we've got going out of here in our backyard in 22nd Street. That Freedom is just the most comfortable boat. And I'm retiring from being the charter master. I'm leaving it up to the younger guys. I just want to show up with my gear and get on board.
There you go.
But the comment I want to make is what a great job Kelly does in accommodating you, getting your stuff together. So I mean, you guys want to get a group together and start being the charter master, it's the way to go. They do a fine operation out there, and even the, you know, you got a bunch of novices, they get them going. So I just wanted to give my hats off, and also to Paul. I saw Paul where he was building the Independence, and that is one beautiful boat.
You're right there.
No doubt about it, for sure. All right, Reuben, that's nice. Yeah, that Freedom out of 22nd Street. It's just, you know, just 22nd Street's just a quality operation.
It's great.
And it's, you know, Mark and Paul are own and operate it, and they make sure that it stays that way.
Yeah, 22nd Street's nice. You come down early, go upstairs, have a great dinner, stand by, get on the boat, and it is. It's a great operation. And they run the bait company there, too, so you've always got those guys go out of their way to make sure they have good bait in those receivers for the boats.
They have the market cornered on that, though.
Roger.
Yeah, there you go. Good man. Good man, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Doug in Montebello, you're next up. Good morning, Doug.
Now, talking about the knots, how many knots do you know, first know how to tie? You learn how to tie, or you know how to tie well.
How many knots do you know how to tie? Everything?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Quite a few. I couldn't put a number on them. Somebody might mention one that triggers my mind. There are a lot of knots that I know how to tie, but there's very few knots that I actually use.
Yeah, and that's the key. You, like you said, master two or three and just use those, and that'll be way better for your fishing experience.
And if a guy is dead set on using a Palomar, let's say a Palomar, or he's dead set on using a San Diego, I have no problems at all tying that knot for him if they want some help. If that's the confidence level that's needed in order to fish properly, I'll be happy to tie whatever knot you want on your hook.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And when we come back, more of your phone calls. You want to get through 877-792-1090. Just opened up. There's your chance to get through. Talk to John Collins. Have a chance to win a trip on the Freedom. Coming up, catch report and a lot more on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. Let's talk to the master here, John Collins, and we're just talking Talica. Talica, what a great reel by Shimano.
It is the cat's meow. That thing casts, it's smooth as silk, the drags are as smooth as they can be. I have two Talica 25s, there's one with 100 pound, one with 130, and it's a hard reel to beat.
Yeah, and it has the capacity. You said 700 yards.
Of 100 pound Spectre and that 11 foot top shot. Pretty much going to land whatever you hook.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the smoothness is what you got to say. And you can put as much drag as you want on that.
You can put more drag than the above average guy can handle.
And I can imagine you probably fish a pretty good drag.
I fish around 32 pounds.
Oh, my. Yeah. And it handles it. The Talica.
No problem.
Yeah, no question. You match that with the Therese Rail Rod, the Talica 25. Man, you've got a big fish monster there to put fish on the boat. Talica and Therese at your local Shimano dealer. Check them out.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Captain John Collins. We're talking fishing here. Time to catch to catch the catch report today, and it's sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest. That's why they're known as the fish pros. Once you try them, you're going to get hooked. I ate a piece of that yellowfin tuna from our Shogun trip a few weeks ago on the Shogun and the Guadalupe Island. That Guadalupe yellowfin, man, that stuff eats.
I don't know the yellowfin, the yellowtail. I'll guarantee you, there's no yellowtail you catch anywhere that tastes like yellowtail you catch from Guadalupe.
Whatever it is, whatever they're eating out there, man.
I guess that's SCAD diet, but that meat is so tender.
Yes.
It's so juicy. I mean, I've never had yellowtail that tastes as good as it does from Guadalupe.
It's amazing. But one of the keys with that is taking it to Fisherman's Processing and having them process it correctly, make it table ready. You open the package and literally just... I just sliced and put it on the grill. It was just absolutely perfect. And I also like to use the thicker bag, the 5 mil bag, because it just keeps that much better and that much longer. So, and it's just a little bit more. When you have catch like that, you want to take care of it. So that's why you go to Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details. Let's talk to Shane at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, filling in today. Good morning, Shane.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Great to hear from you. How's the fishing?
Yeah, it's been okay. You guys make my mouth water with all that talk about that fish from fishery process.
Oh, man, it's good.
we'll jump into it. This past week's been okay. We've had some phenomenal weather played into it a little bit. The half-day run boat's still focusing in on my calico bass fishing. And, you know, starting this time of the year, water's dropping a little bit. We're down to 62 with about the average. And starting to focus more of our efforts down on the bottom with the cut bait. However, this last week we've had some smaller 5-inch sardine, and we've seen some action on that. Get a little bit of condition, some sunshine, and some guys that can fly line that bait, and seen some good action on that. Seen some nice bass on that. The other day, guy 6-pound bass on that. So it's still that opportunity. Water's a little cold, but we're staying alive. Some good sheephead mixed in on the half days too. Some guys bringing clam and some shrimp and focusing in on that and seeing some real nice ones on that too. So staying alive, you know, water's dropping a little bit. We're, you know, transitioning a little bit, but, 3/4 day run, staying focused in on the rock fishing, of course, until it's over at least, at least another month of that stuff going. And it's been steady. It's been picking, been filling the bags with, you know, the sample of some quality fish mixed in, some nice reds. Few nice Picasso on the sardine for some of those guys, and you know, the guys fishing the cold sniper, getting a few nice ones too, jigging those up. And then last but not least, our halibut derbies in full swing. We're starting to fill the board up quickly. We got a nice fish on the leaderboard right now in the number one spot at 25 pounds. Beatable for sure, but it's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good
put
one
up there in the number one spot. And 14 names on the board already, so Those guys are out there today. They're fishing for those guys, for those halibut today. Got Pika's out there today, so I'm sure those guys are going to put a couple more on the boat. And with that being said, too, we got to do something really cool the other week. We got with the CCA and the Hubs guys, we got to take those guys out and capture and take some halibut for the hatchery that Hubs is starting for the halibut. It was one of the coolest experiences. We got to watch these guys tag all these fish, and we have these big holding tanks on the boat to keep them alive, and the slings to take them off the boat, and the trailer with the big tanks, and brought them down to Mission Bay, and they're starting that halibut hatchery. And it was a really a privilege to be a part of. We ended up getting 6 the day that I ran the boat for the hatchery, and we did one more before that, and Brian had a couple for those guys too. So to be a part of something like that's going to be like the sea bass hatchery is really special.
Wow, that's cool. Fantastic. Good for you guys. And of course, if somebody wants more information, wants to go fishing, take advantage of that incredible deal you offer on the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com. How do we find you at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, Shane?
Reservations for sure this time of the year, guys. You can call direct to the landing. It's 949-496-5794. Talk to the guys in there, they'll help you out. DanaWharf.com, of course. And then I believe there's a link on the Let's Talk Hookup page. You guys link us on there, and you can save some money on our trips.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Thanks, Shane, filling in today. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you guys next Sunday.
All right, guys, have a good week.
All right, you too. Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru. Man, what's going on in the Gundy Gunderson world of surf fishing?
Wow, how's it going?
Good.
He does a good job, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. You know,
like
Shane?
An old pro in there.
Yeah.
Hey, we're kind of in the transition here, Pete. You know, we're going to a little cooler water. So we have some good perch action kind of developing up north. Lots of small halibut in the surf line. And then the stretch off Dana Point was really good going down to Oceanside there on the croakers. Best fishing this week, like I said, up north Santa Barbara, Ventura, Oxnard. It's a transition, cooler water. So we're seeing species like rockfish, shallow halibut is improving. Still have a few stripers around. Much more perch, and the perch are getting better quality. And also some odd sharks, another seven gill and some soup fin showing along with the leopard sharks. Hook, line, sinker reported good perch all this week. Easy limits up to a pound and a half. Carolina rig gulp, two-inch sandworms, two-inch big hammer swim baits all working there. Good mix of calico bass, Johnny bass, chocolates on the rocky spots there. Wiley's reported Piedra, Pescador, a couple hot spots there. Mixed bag fishing, cut anchovy, getting halibut, croaker, perch. Just Fishing reported a few more striped bass taken along Manhattan Beach there. The better fish was 8 pounds and taken on cut anchovy. Cut anchovy seemed to be hot this week. Still a few bonita in and around the harbor there. That's on its last legs, I imagine. Big Fish reported a few corbina taken at the inlet there, Bolsa Chica, Sunset. Along those more protected beaches, always a good late-season area. Bloodworms, lugworms was the tops there. And then Hogan's and Dana Point reported excellent croaker bite at Doheny. And then along the San Clemente Pier, some nice 2 to 4 pound spot fin and yellowfin. Bloodworms, lugworms been the top baits there. They're kind of schooled outside the surf line, so they're saying long rod, heavier sinker with the ticket. And then a couple odd catches there, a 3 pound corbina taken on a Zoom fluke. That's kind of odd to see a corbina take a lure, but late in the season, those fish are hungry and they're on their way into winter, so they'll get a little less picky at times. And then a 5 foot soup fin was taken there. Blue Water reported another striped bass to 8 pounds, and then good croaker fishing on the clam there off Cardiff. The striped bass was 21 inches, I think, and taken off dog beads. So still, you know, mixed bag of fishing, but there's plenty to do in the surf, and you get a little time. It was a nice week to do it.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, Thanksgiving Day, 90 degrees on the beach, go surf fishing. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, you know, last week, Pete, you mentioned Jack on that Red Rooster trip, you know. So Monday, I was in the office there doing the long-range report for Western Afternoons and looking at the photos. And, boy, that guy, he holds court up on that top deck, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
There's like a photo of Jack.
John's laughing because he knows exactly what you're Yeah.
Photo of Jack with a cocktail, Jack taking a nap, Jack with a cocktail taking a nap, Jack with a stogie.
Yeah, it's the Jack show. Yeah,
you know that sure. I have a good time, and everyone loved that trip, and it was a heck of a trip.
Yeah, fun times. Oh, Gundy, that's great stuff. Appreciate you, what you do. And, of course, such a great thing that Western Afternoons has hired you to do the long-range stuff. They couldn't get a better guy. So thanks a lot for that. Oh, wait, John's got a comment for you.
Hey, Gundy, I just wanted to thank you. It was a heck of an article you wrote for me, and I really appreciate it on that long-range deal.
Oh, John, it was a pleasure. I figure you're one of the unsung heroes in the business, and it's not a bad deal to put a little spotlight on it every now and then.
Yeah, very flattering, and I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, John.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, that's the well said unsung hero, because he's a silent but deadly type for sure.
He gets
the job done for sure. Gundy, thanks a lot for all you do for the sport fishing industry, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen, great show. We'll catch you next week.
All right, and that is our catch report today, and it's sponsored part by SurfFishTackle.com, where you'll find all the gear you'll need to catch fish at the beach. That's SurfFishTackle.com, and I want to ask John about a 10-day trip on the Independence that you've got coming up in December.
Yes, on December 9th, we're leaving on a 10-day trip. It's an AFCO-sponsored trip. The rep from AFCO, some things came up, and that person could not make it. And I feel very flattered that they asked me to represent AFCO on that trip as the sponsor. We have a lot of great stuff to give away, and we're going to hold a raffle on the boat. I think this is the first time it'll have been done. And all the proceeds, rods, reels, lure packages, everything, the entire proceed from the raffle is going to go to support Friends of Rollo.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that could raise quite a bit of money.
I'm hoping, based on the number of passengers and the limited number of tickets we're going to sell, we don't want somebody buying 50 tickets and walking home with six rods. But
yeah,
we're going to limit the number of tickets each individual can buy and hopefully spread the wealth of the raffle out.
Very nice.
And we're anticipating raising between $2,500 and $3,000.
Very nice. Yeah. And AFCO, such great people over there, always giving.
Always. They always. They've never been turned down when asked to donate, especially for a cause like Friends of Rolla.
Where are you going on a 10-day this time of the
year? You know, I don't know yet. Jeff has to make up his mind sometime next week because of the paperwork requirements of going to Mexico. But I'm thinking maybe we might go to Guadalupe and fish a few days there. We can only fish 4 days on any given trip to Guadalupe.
Yep.
So fish there for a bit, maybe go down to the ridge. He might go down to the lower banks and pass Guadalupe altogether. I don't know yet.
Yeah. Well, either way, you're going to have fun.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, good luck on the trip. And, again,
thanks
to AFCO for all the generous donations. Hey, you want to get on our email blast starting next week, because next week's when we're going to start picking winners of that CCA Sport Fishing calendar from Bill Varnay. We're going to give away several calendars each week to several people on our email blast list. So just go to our website, letstalkhookup.com. Just sign up right on the front page. You see, sign up for our email list, and we send you an email every other week. We don't spam you and all that stuff. It's just pertinent information about Let's Talk Hookup and fishing. And when we come back, more from John Collins, more of your phone calls. Time to get through the lines right now at 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse, up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalandy.com for more details.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Tom.
Who's going to be more successful? The guy with a state-of-the-art fish finder and the latest sonar technology? Or the guy who wastes time looking for fish the old-fashioned way? Smart fishermen know how to embrace technology. And no one understands technology better than your San Diego County Ford dealer. The new F-150 is the only truck available with Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the most advanced, most efficient way to back a trailer ever. It's just one of many high-tech features you won't find on any other truck. Ford is also the only brand available with EcoBoost, a twin turbocharged engine that offers impressive fuel economy without sacrificing power. In other words, Ford trucks just flat out work smarter. So whether you're on the road or on the water, don't let technology pass you by. Come in now and get a clearance price on a new high-tech 2017 F-Series pickup. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. Ford, that's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want. A gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle from Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Tranks, Terramar, Colt Sniper, Torium, Tiagra, Flatfall, and much more from Shimano. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our huge selection at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day and three-quarter-day trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.